You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. At this point, consumers, tech employees, even the CEOs of some big tech companies say there should be more regulation around privacy, advertising, and even disinformation. But what might that regulation look like? The think tank, the German Marshall Fund, is pushing for an initiative called the Digital New Deal. It contains a bunch of policy proposals that would ideally create more transparency into how tech companies operate and question the incentives that push disinformation. Karen Kornbluh is director of the Digital Innovation and Democracy Initiative at the German Marshall Fund.
So one of the specific proposals we have on that front is a kind of circuit breaker that they have for high-speed trading on Wall Street, where when things get too heated and are spreading too quickly, the platforms have to take a pause and take a look and see if it violates their terms of service. They didn't do this with a video that was spreading conspiracy theories about how dangerous masks are and who's spreading COVID, called America's Frontline Doctors. It was seen by 20 million separate views on Facebook before they realized they had to shut it down.
That's so interesting because, you know, so much of this has been built on the idea that virality is good, that something going viral is good. And so you're saying that these platforms should start to change their thinking so that when something's going viral, they are alarmed.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've all taken another look at that word viral lately. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Viral can be bad. But viral can be good for platforms because it means that people are excited and they're staying online. And that means that the platforms can show you ads and that's how they make money. So their incentives differ from our incentives, which is that we want to critically examine that piece of content that's coming across our desk before we share it with our unwitting grandmother who may take action based on it.
What is the reception to the idea of this level of regulation? Obviously, the companies, I mean, I think it's clear even from Mark Zuckerberg's, you know, interview just this week that they don't agree.
You know, he talked about anti-vax and that he doesn't want to suppress speech about vaccine skepticism. But if you look at social media messages urging Americans to reject vaccines, it's tripled just since the pandemic has begun. And again, he's focused on the content and not enough on the systems that create the opportunity for conspiracy theorists to play the algorithm or a bunch of groups to promote anti-vaccines. And that's because he doesn't have the incentive. You know, the car companies, they may have resisted seatbelts or airbags or fuel efficiency. But then once the policies were put in place, they, you know, turned on the innovation and they figured out how they could still make money, but also keep people safe.
That's Karen Kornbluh with the German Marshall Fund think tank. In case you heard some kitchen clanging at the end there, she told us that was her husband who decided to bake bread during her big national radio interview. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.